Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of the Commanders in football, Danny, this was an interesting injury update today. On Monday, Dan Quinn made it seem like, while all systems aren't go yet, Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown will be back for Washington on the field this weekend, Monday night, as they host the Bears. Today, Noah Brown was at practice. Terry McLaurin was not. We're not far enough along in the week for me to be nervous about that. This is what is basically a normal, almost Tuesday practice. They don't even have those because they're normally off.
Yeah, today's Wednesday. It's a Tuesday.
But tomorrow is the day where I think you should pay close attention. Because while it's a Monday and you have a little extra time, if on Thursday, 3 days after Quinn, who's normally not that optimistic publicly that early in the week, made it seem like McLaurin and Brown could be back for the Monday Night Football game, and then still on Thursday, there's still no Terry on the field. That would be an antenna going up moment. Would give me pause about, on the rundown today, I put McLaurin's back on Monday. Like there's some conviction, it feels like, that they could get both of these receivers back. But right now, pretty obviously, Noah Brown, really good chance to go. Terry McLaurin not practicing less, but still a good chance to go, hopefully, based on what Quinn is saying.
Yeah, no one will be surprised at how I approach it. When it comes to injuries and a group that's not usually that forthcoming, my concern radar went up when I saw that he wasn't practicing today. Not even if he was limited off to the side, I go, yeah, that's your normal return to play metric that Dan Quinn loves to talk about, and he was jogging or doing some sort of rope ladder or whatever. I'm concerned about it because remember, what was the backdrop? This isn't just, hey, he pulled his quad. He went to multiple experts, got multiple opinions. This was a longer saga than we thought. And now we're going to, you know, borderline potentially on a third week without his services, or at least a guy that may not be quite himself trying to come back. So this is one of those where my concern level will be at a default higher than everyone else's until everything's normal again. And it's not normal yet.
I do feel like now is the time to buy stock in this offense if you're going to. Because we've already seen their run game is brilliant. This is the best running game that they have had in a long time. I would go back to maybe the 2012 Griffin-Alfred Morris year where Alf went for 1,600 and Griffin was breaking records as a rookie quarterback, as a dual threat. But it's not just the QB run game for them. It's also what you're getting out of Bill. When you give it to Chris Rodriguez, who had a 48-yard carry a couple weeks ago. When you give it to Jeremy McNichols, who had a 40-yard touchdown run. I guess it was a 60-yard touchdown run or whatever that
That's
crazy
right, yeah.
play was a couple of weeks ago. Like they've all hit home runs. They've all been very effective. It's bigger than just the backs. Bill, who's leading the NFL in yards per attempt, who we had on the show on, you know, going back yesterday to 5 p.m., he's great. And he looks like the real deal. I think he's their most talented back with the ball in his hand since Clinton Portis. But I think it is larger than that. It's their offensive front, their design, what Cliff Kingsbury has drawn up on Wednesday and Thursday. They're kicking people's butts. Ben Johnson talked about this already, the Bears head coach, saying there's a reason they've been mauling people for 2 years. He's like, I watched what they did. I'm blown away by their run design. I think it's a great stew that they've cooked. Design, blocking. Chris Paul's been great since they inserted him at guard. Running backs are more talented and explosive than they've had. The result is they can roll. Now you get Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown back. Now you've got Daniels as the point guard, the year he just had last year being borderline historical. There's a chance this offense, which is already top 10, hasn't even scratched the surface on what it could look like in 4 or 6 weeks.
I co-sign that. I mean, to me, the my thesis was, and I think it's largely proven out this way, although not exactly, you know, the injuries happened kind of more in bunches than I thought early on. But I thought because they didn't have any time on the grass, because it was sort of Club Dan in terms of the training camp and the joint practice that got canceled with the Ravens and, you know, all the walking wounded and the limited number of times that they were actually on the grass together as an offense, I thought you might see them be sluggish out of the gate. You got to go through that to get to where you want to go. Well, I think they've had their sluggish time. I mean, Jaden Daniels now, I think really the last 2.5 quarters of this past game looked like Jaden Daniels, superstar, cape-wearing, Superman, fix all the problems, let's get going. And that's kind of what I was waiting on. Now you start to hopefully add some of these weapons back. I don't know what you defend. I don't know how you decide to stop it. He, to me, is the center of this run game because the threat is so profound of he keeps it that time and holds everybody in place flat-footed, and run games get stopped by defenders being able to anticipate, being able to kind of knife through, beat blockers to spots, etc. It's much harder to do that when you don't know where the ball's going.
Which is true, but when he didn't play for two games, they didn't miss a beat on the ground either, and they still gashed teams with their running backs.
Definitely
now, Mariota has some of that same ability and some of that same element, right, where you're talking about the dual threat and, you know, you got to account for him as a read option guy. But I just think it's – Daniels is a exclamation point, and I do think he adds to the equation, but – this is bigger than him. I mean, by the way, with Daniels missing 40% of their games to this point and not having really been at his 2024 standard until maybe the last couple of quarters, so that's 2 out of, 20 that they've played, whatever percent that is, they're still the number 7 offense in the NFL right now. They're still the number 1 rushing offense in the NFL right now, number 17 throwing the football. So that's where I talk about buying low. I think a huge factor there has been Deebo Samuel. Whatever people thought they were getting when they acquired him, he has surpassed that.
It's been better.
They're actually doing a better job targeting him, higher percentage, using him as a receiver in the slot way more often, down the field, his air yards on targets, all better than his time in San Francisco. Now, it's a little bit different because San Fran had him run the ball more. They had him catch a lot more stuff around the line of scrimmage on screens. I thought that's what it would be here. It's a lot of that at training camp was what we saw. Maybe it's the McLaurin injury, and so we don't really have a good feel yet for exactly how he'll be used as the year goes on. But pushing him down the field, getting him in the slot, using him basically as more of a traditional wide receiver, they have done that more often than Kyle Shanahan was doing in San Fran.
They have. And I don't want to say I'm surprised by that necessarily, because there were other options there in San Fran, assuming health, which most of the time guys weren't healthy. But there was, you know, there's Ayuk and Pearsall and Kittle. And I mean, you're basically having Deebo Samuel act as the tight end sometimes, the slot receiver sometimes, outside receiver other times, a third down back other times. It's been wonderful. I mean, and when you give a really good offensive mind, like Cliff Kingsbury, that kind of weapon and toy, thank goodness he's not doing the, you know, I don't know, this is the best analogy I can come up with. Remember when Matt Williams was like, he's the closer. He closes the game. Well, there's other high leverage situations. He's the closer. Cliff Kingsbury's not doing that with Deebo Samuel. He understands what he has, and he's utilizing him properly. It's been wonderful.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.